Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Brr, it is the Grilling Guys, and I hope if you're out on your back deck doing a little grilling, you got your double Stormy Cromer on like I wore today. We are getting a little break here at the weekend, but boy, did we have a frigid week. I hope you got through that, and if you decided not to grill two or three days last week when we were in that frigid weather, we're going to let you keep your man card intact, because even for a griller, that's asking a lot to get out there when that wind chill was in 20, 30, 40, 50 below, wherever you might have been. But that is some cold barbecue, Bob. I'm Jop. He is Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop, and welcome to the show. Add smoky to frigid. I mean, it's so cold, I don't know if the smoke will even roll off my smoker right now. It kind of just hangs and then drifts downward as it it's just ridiculous.
Yeah,
it was only 11 below, but you know, could be worse. I saw right. Chicago had a wind chill of 75 below. Anchorage maybe was somewhere around there, so yeah it's not that bad. 11, right. 11 below is nothing, especially with no wind. Well, welcome to the show. Thanks a lot. It's Super Bowl food from the grill.
Right. Can we say Super Bowl, or do we have to say the big game? Or we just have to give them credit that it is their word, not ours, right?
I don't know.
We'll go with that. But anyway, for the big game, if you got a gig tomorrow, Sunday that is, when you're putting together, we're going to talk about some tasty treats that you might want to consider throwing on your buffet table. This is grazing time for me, Bob. I don't want a meal. I want to graze. I want
right.
a snack. There are some great proteins that we can throw out there and do them on the smoker. This weekend, Sunday, at least where we are, where Brian and I, our producer, was talking about it before you got here, we were looking at like a 60-degree, 70-degree temperature change from Wednesday, Thursday last week to Sunday. So it's going to be a sloppy mess, I think, if it gets
44 and rain.
Right, if it gets where we are, but anyway,
so today it's supposed to get up to 40 also,
right?
But it's not going to rain, so we're going ice fishing.
There you go. Great day to do it.
Yep, going out to our buddy Greg's cottage up in Greenville, and he wants to learn how to ice fish. So my son-in-law and daughter Maggie live right by him, and they got all the gear. I went to Alan Bob's last night and grabbed a few more little walleye rods, and we're going to have some fun.
Bait. You need some bait.
He's got the bait. We got minnows and waxworms, but at the last minute, decided to go to the daughter's house in Knoxville, right? Emily's been on the show several times. She's our little chef down there. And the next thing you know, it turns into Florida and Knoxville. So this thing, I'm going to be gone for like about a week and a half. You're going to have to find some help.
I've done it before. I'll do it again. It's not a big deal. You got to have time away. I've got a little work gig going on in mid-March, same thing. That, you know what, if you can get a chance to get away and put a trip together, now's the time to do it. Get out of this ice box and enjoy a little bit of sunshine. But anyway.
We found, you just handed me the sheet that was with the show plan. I grabbed it from my wife's desk. I think it is like Piedmont. Yeah. Got a great price to Punta Gorda, where my brother lives. We're going to rent a car, going to rent a Jeep convertible, and then drive down to the Keys. And we're going to spend five days in the Keys, go back, spend a night with him, and then shoot up to Knoxville and do the grandkid thing. So it's going to be a fantastic. My wife's never been to the Keys.
Oh, well.
So we're going to do a little fishing.
Bring your drinking hat.
We're going to do some fishing in Isle Mirada and then end up in Key West, and it'll be a train wreck.
Yep, it'll be good. Just drive safe, man. There's only one way in and one way out of that place. So, anyway, Super Bowl. What's on your number one on your list for making? I got one, but I'll let you.
Well, I'm going to actually cover that in the fourth segment. But what I did this week was I just thought out. I've got a freezer load of beef since I've been on this strict diet, I mean, the meat is very sparse in our house. My poor wife has to fend for herself most of the time. She's spoiled. So I'm making salads all the time. She's about had it to here with them. But so I pulled out a package. I had my that half a cow I bought. I had all the ground beef put into pound and a half packages. So I thawed one of those out, and she said, you know, maybe some meatballs would be good. So I made meatloaf instead. So I put that on my grill indirectly and just charred it. It wasn't really smoking it. I just did the gas grill.
So you had to put that in some sort of a pan?
No. No, actually, I put it on my pizza stone.
Okay, so that it wasn't on the grates, right? And and the fat that rendered out of it just ran off?
It made beautiful smoke.
Okay, yep, yep.
That's your charcoal or your savory flavor that comes from burning meat, burning flesh. And then also, I bought a bag of Better Made butter pretzels to spoil myself because we had this big tub of Windschulers.
So the pretzels aren't spoiling you. It's the cheese and the pretzels.
Both of them, yeah. Yeah. I don't eat pretzels like my wife does, but I do like the Better Made butter pretzels. And I was thrilled to death when they sent us some because I had been buying them for years and didn't realize it was them. There's only one pretzel I like, and it's that buttery pretzel. So that was my big splurge for the weekend.
Those would have been good on top of that meatloaf, too. If you put a little crust on top of there, that would have been a good one. Crumble them up. But I'm headed to a fiesta-type Super Bowl party tomorrow. And I'm going to bring – I was asked to bring the meat, and I am going to take a couple chuck roasts and smoke them up and then shred them so that we can use that as taco meat. And been farting around with a recipe and coming up with some tomato paste. This is one I found, right? But it sounds good to me. So I'm going to cover these chuck roasts with tomato paste, agave nectar, or honey. To get a little sweet on there. And then, of course, your onion, garlic, a little cumin, a little chili powder. And then they got oregano and coriander in there. And that little combination going to create a little crust on there.
That should be good.
And I'm going to throw that on the big green egg because I don't want to fire up the big smoker in this cold weather.
But I think for two chuck roasts.
Right, right. So the egg is going to be my weapon of choice. And smoke that thing until it starts to fall apart. And then I think it's going to be done because I want it to be like shredded beef.
Sure.
So we can put it in on a tortilla with a bunch of other happy stuff that we're going to have there. But just thought, you know what? I was racking my brain on what cut of meat to use, and I came up to chuck roast. And I've seen
that's,
you do that in jerky.
It's
going to
be pretty pasty, though.
You think?
Well, with tomato paste?
Yeah, well, it's just a little bit of it.
I understand.
Just to create a paste for
you might think about adding just a little bit of orange juice to that if you want to loosen it up.
Okay.
Something about that orange when you're going the Mexican side that I really like, especially
orange juice or concentrated
juice.
Or just the
just juice?
Just
orange juice.
Right. Yep. And all I was going to do, you know, the tomato paste is just a tablespoonful.
Yeah.
Is all that was going to be in there. But it's enough just to make
a little acid.
Yeah. And enough to make the seasonings into a little paste so I can rub them on there and not have them as the fat render. You know, chuck roast is pretty fatty.
Oh, yeah.
And so as that fat renders, you lose some of the seasoning. But anyway, I'm going to give that a run and I'll let you know how it turns out because. I've only got a dozen people that are going to be at this little get-together, and so I don't have to make a bunch of it, but I thought if I made enough, it'd freeze up pretty good, too.
We have a dilemma. We have two Super Bowl parties to go to, so halfway through one, we're going to another.
Oh, you're that guy.
Well, I'm bringing Oysters Rockefeller to the first one, so they'll all be passed out by the second by halftime.
Yeah, right, right. I suppose we'll cover that a little later in the show.
We're going to gorge.
Right? So coming up next, we're going to be talking with a guy named Matt Smith from Pit Stop Catering. And Matt's got a little Guinness Book of World Record event going on for this this big game weekend. So we'll talk with him in a minute. Stick with us. We'll be back.